Well, welcome back, listeners, to Siouxland Catholic Radio and Faith in Action here on 88.1 FM. I am Lisa Niebuhr in for Joanne Fox, and today we are very honored to have Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, who is going to be speaking at the upcoming Diocese of Sioux City's Men's Conference on Saturday, April 1st. And during our break, listeners, I have to tell you, I am so excited that I want to sign up for the men's conference. And Deacon, you said, no, the men's conference truly needs to be for the gentlemen. And why is that, Deacon? Why is this important for men to be there and for us wives to give our husbands that time to hear from you?
Yeah, so I've been speaking for a long time, about 15 years. And at these men's conferences, you know, I speak to men in a way where I'm blunt, and I'm very direct, and I speak to men the way men need to be spoken to. And if women are there, you know, because sometimes the men cry, you know, they laugh, they cry, they get. But if the women are there, they don't feel as vulnerable, and therefore their hearts are not open to receiving everything I'm giving them because they're self-conscious. Oh, I can't believe he said that. You know, they're thinking that while the woman is there. If the woman wasn't there, then he's like, whoa, now he's more introspective. Well, I need to look at myself, what's going on in my heart, and realize that, wait a minute, the guy he's talking to is me. That's me, you know? And so they receive it differently. And it's really important for them to be there because, you know, guys, in a sense, many guys go through the motions. For example, they'll make excuses. Why don't they pray with their wife? Number one excuse, I don't have time. You know, I don't have time really means it's not important to me. Because whatever else they're doing, instead of praying with their wife, that's what's important to them. So they need to stop kidding themselves. The second excuse is, well, she's the spiritual one. You know, Deacon, I've heard you talk about women have a special intimacy with the Holy Spirit because they have the ability to give life. And we pray every Sunday at Mass, I believe in the Holy Spirit, who's Dominum et Vivificantem, the Lord and giver of life. And women share in that special intimacy where men don't. And that's true. But men are the priests in their house. And fathers are priests. And what is the main job of a priest? To offer sacrifice. And what's the third excuse? Well, I'm uncomfortable praying with my wife. You know, I pray by myself. She prays. If they pray, I pray by myself. She prays by herself. But, you know, we try to pray together. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable. Look at a crucifix. Jesus was uncomfortable, and he prayed from the cross, you know? So what I'm going to attempt to do is take the excuses away from these guys, why they can't have a deep, rich, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ as men. What does that look like? How do they sustain that? So, great. They get all pumped up after the conference, but then what happens when they go home and real life starts to hit them again and things start to, quote-unquote, wear off? Now what? You know, so I'm going to help to equip these guys by, first of all, going through the story of my favorite Old Testament figure, who's David, you know, and kind of go through his life and parallel things that happen in David's life that we can learn from and grow from and implement into our own lives today as men of God. And then the second talk, I'm going to be giving them real-world, hands-on, practical things that they can do every single day to live as a man of God. So, you know, take all the excuses away and really give themselves totally to Christ. Because if they do that, then they will be the husbands and the fathers that their families and the church and the society need today.
And then you're also, if I'm correct, Deacon Harold, you're also going to be speaking about answering God's call to the vocations. What are you going to be sharing with men in that segment?
So I'm going to incorporate that into the second talk about vocation. So again, because I've been through it, you know, I discern, you know, what God's called, and so many guys are afraid, you know, and that's the thing I think that holds us back from being who God created us to be, who He calls us to be. Is fear. But we see in 1 John 4:19, 4:19? 4:19. He says that perfect love casts out all fear. So we have to learn how to love more than be afraid. So what I'm going to attempt to do is to take the fear out of the discernment process. Because, I mean, in a sense, though, it is scary. Because, I mean, leaving my job 23 years in law enforcement to speak full-time of the Catholic faith was not an easy decision. You know, not going back to the monastery and discerning marriage was not an easy decision. So how do you come to those decisions? How do you know it's God's will and not your will? You know, those kinds of things. So that's what I'm going to be helping the men to discern. So they can have the confidence, even though it may be scary, to have the confidence to follow God's will wherever God is leading them. Because it's when they do that, they open themselves up deeply to receiving everything God wants to give them, that they can truly become the men that God created them to be.
And Deacon, you talked briefly about your career in law enforcement. What was it in your career in law enforcement that helped you, or how did your faith help you in your career in law enforcement? Because I'm sure
you saw that's a great question. So the first and foremost for me was recognizing the dignity of the human person in every single human being I interacted with. So it didn't matter, you know, what their background was or what they did before or you know, what was going on in their life, because you're often meeting people in situations where they're at their worst or they feel like they're in a pit in their lives, you know, or you're sitting with a woman who just got beat up by her husband and things like that. So, you know, it's looking at the humanity and having empathy and doing your job, of course, but recognizing this is a human being made in the image of God, likeness of God standing in front of me. And even though this person's hurting right now, even though they're high, even though they're drunk, even though they're violent, you know, I still have to treat this person with respect. You know, and that was something when I was a chief for 11 years, and that's what I imparted to my officers as well. You know, there's something that we call a force continuum in law enforcement. So every law enforcement officer learns, right? It starts with verbal de-escalation, then it ramps up from there. Then you go what we call hands-on, so physical contact, and then, you know, aspartame, OC, pepper spray, taser, less than lethal, and then, you know, the use of deadly force. Now, what I always emphasized with my officers was the first tier, verbal de-escalation, talking to people, listening, you know, because those are the things I think will go a long way. So that's kind of how I formed and shaped not only my career, but then helping the officers that were under my command as well.
And so you can be able to share these experiences as well as your faith with gentlemen at our upcoming men's conference. And Deacon, what if I'm a young man and I'm a high schooler and I want to go with my dad? Or maybe I'm a 30-year-old gentleman and I want to take my 50 to 60-year-old father with me. What are you hoping that fathers and sons together are going to take away from your presentation at the upcoming men's conference on April 2nd?
Well, for young men to definitely learn what it means to be a real man, what an actual man looks like, and in that even though we're human beings and we fail and we're sinful, that everybody still has an opportunity to grow. And the same thing for the older guys. They think, well, I'm too old to change. No, you're not. You know, you're not. I mean, you know, I'm learning and growing constantly. And here's the thing, what I love about our Catholic faith. The more I learn, the more I realize how much I don't know. It's like a treasure trove. You know, so you can always grow deeper. You can always grow closer in your walk with God, in your relationship with God as a man. And that's the key. What does that look like as a man of God? Because a lot of the things these men either have not heard or they've heard, but they just haven't connected it to their everyday lived experience. Okay, I've heard about what it means to be a man, but what does that really look like? So, again, I'm going to help cultivate and shape that so that the Holy Spirit can really begin to work very powerfully in the lives of these men.
If I'm a faith formation instructor and I've got a young man in my faith formation program who doesn't have a father, or let's say I'm a gentleman teaching in our Catholic schools who is working with a young man who isn't blessed to have a great father with you, Are there any tips or tools that you will give to them, because they truly are those fathers, those male role models that some young men and even young ladies are looking for, great fathers and men like you to help them be their very best?
Yes, absolutely. I do have a talk that I give on fatherhood, and I wasn't asked to speak on that topic specifically, but I definitely will be incorporating elements of that into especially the presentation on David, because David was, he runs the spectrum. I'm going to talk about when he was a youth and when he was first called, so that will definitely have an attraction for the young men that will come to the conference. I'll talk about when he became a husband and father, although it wasn't the most ideal way, you know, as we know with Bathsheba. And then he became, you know, how he became king and all of that. And then what happens when he dies and how, what he passes on to his son, Solomon, as he's dying, you know? So I think it's going to be a very, emotional in a sense that the by connecting with David, they're going to see elements of their own lives and be able to become better husbands and better fathers and better men, because all men are spiritual fathers, right? So it doesn't matter if he's a 19-year-old guy, he's going to live out that spiritual fatherhood. And I'm going to show exactly how a 19-year-old will live out that fatherhood, even though he's not a biological father. You know, Joseph wasn't the biological father of Jesus, but he was still his father. So what does that look like? What does that look like for a priest, you know, who lives out that fatherhood in anticipation of Revelation 19, verse 9? Blessed are those who are called to the wedding, actually, literally in the Greek, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding feast, the wedding supper of the Lamb, you know, where Christ, the eternal bridegroom, will be giving life to his bride forever in heaven, and how the priest anticipates that fatherhood, that bridegroom on earth by giving, by standing in the person of Christ and giving life to Christ's bride, the church on earth, especially through the sacraments of reconciliation and the Eucharist, right? And so all those elements are going to weave into the talk so that every man that's there can walk away feeling, I have something now that I can take away from here that will help me be a better man, husband, and father.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are very honored to have with us on Faith in Action today Deacon Harold Burke-Severs, who is going to be speaking at the Men's Conference. And we need to take a quick moment to thank our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Deacon Harold Burke.